Sci-fi. Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. If you have a five-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts and we'll read it on the air. Also, we have a Patreon. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get access to two bonus episodes a week. And hey, this episode is brought to you by our producer and what did I just say?
Charlquan Patreon.
Patreon. Jesus, I blanked Patreon. Yeah, he's a friend of Charlquan. His name is Shane. I want to say Ludke, L-U-E-D-K-E, right? Ludke,
Ludke. Something like that. I think Ludke.
Thanks, Shane, for being a friend of Charlquan and buying us a drink. I'm drinking vodka because I'm out of stuff. Willie, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking the classic ladies drink again, the Blue Moon Belgian White.
Oh, yeah, the college girl special.
My mom's favorite.
Well, hey, speaking of our guest, let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF, our good friend, the creator of the animated comedy on YouTube, Ollie and Scoops. It's Nico Colelio.
Hey, how's it going? Nico here. Hey,
first of all, thanks for being here.
No problem. And I hate
secondly,
to correct you. Yeah, Colelio.
Yeah, yeah. No, we problem. Have a bet. We have a bet about how to say your last name because we both realize that we've only been reading it for about 20 years or however long we've known you. I want to say Colelio. What, Willie, what's yours?
Colelio.
That's it, yeah. It's like Galileo.
What? Is it really? It's like Galileo.
I must have then heard it because I
Galileo.
Before we did this, I'm like, I don't think I've ever said his last name to him.
It's a tough one.
Galileo.
It's a tough Italian name.
Italian.
And for the record, I'm drinking a Longboard Island Lager from Hawaii.
Sweet. I like that.
That's a good beer. once again, thanks for being here. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. This is awesome. How long have you been doing this podcast now?
7 years.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a 7 years in the making here.
I'm always amazed at how many people haven't been on the show that we're friends with. I'm like, oh, yeah, because, you know, we usually – well, I don't need to talk about this, but we usually book so late. I'm like, oh, tomorrow. We're doing this tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, well, we have a lot of friends that want to talk conspiracies.
Yeah, well, it's great to finally be on. Thank you.
Yeah, so, dude, thanks for finally joining us. How into conspiracy theories and like paranormal stuff are you?
I'm pretty boring. I don't think I really believe like a whole lot of stuff regarding ghosts or aliens or anything like that. Yeah, pretty dull. I don't know, because Wade, you're more like. You're more on the side of like, you know, kind of.
I'm just kind of open minded. I'm here to just have fun and talk about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely fun really, to talk about.
Yeah, I don't really side on like this definitely didn't happen. I just bring up points about why it probably didn't.
Sure. I mean,
and then I get defensive about the way it was said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Willie thinks I'm picking a fight. Even after 7 years, he thinks I'm challenging all of his beliefs.
Basically
his religion.
Yeah, yeah. Weird things can happen and stuff that's unexplained, you know. I'm like you, Wade. I'm open-minded, you know. Who knows? How can we say for sure if, you know, this didn't happen or that didn't happen or that exists or that doesn't exist.
Well, but you're, let's, what are you predominantly, an artist?
Yeah.
Cartoonist?
Yeah. Cartoonist. I'm no animator. I've tried animating my whole life and it's just way too hard. I don't know. You got to be a superhuman to animate some of these, these people that,
but you're rocking ideas, creating, coming up with character designs and,
yeah, character design for sure. My show, Ollie and Scoops, that's completely self-funded, and I have my team of animators, background artists. I initially designed the characters, but then I have my friend Natasha is you know, she takes my designs and makes them 100 times better and actually usable.
When you're designing an alien character, I'm sure you've got a bunch of alien characters. You never fall into a weird rabbit hole when doing research about aliens or anything like that?
This show primarily is about cats. And, you know, actually there is this Ollie and Scoops does kind of have a conspiracy edge to it, because Ollie, the human, she's a 9-year-old girl, and she's the only human in the entire world who can talk to and understand cats and communicate with them. And because of this, she learns, and the whole show is about this whole underground society that cats have that humans don't know about. They have like [S2] Nice. [S1] their own whole world, you know, under society that, yeah, humans don't know about. And she gets to, hey, there's your cat.
What a small world. This is Ollie, my cat.
There you go. My two cats are around here somewhere.
Yeah, I saw one of them walk by earlier.
They'll be around.
Right, I'm going to put her down before she smacks me.
That's great. I didn't know your cat's name was Ollie.
It's actually Oliver, but she's a girl, so it kind of defaults to Ollie.
Yeah, Olivia.
Olivia, she's based on the old Disney Oliver and Company.
Oh yeah, here. Yeah. But yeah, there's a secret underground cat society in my show. So
love it.
Sounds kind of otherworldly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have something on the show called the Wow Scale. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-question quiz, and it's going to kind of see where you lie on a bunch of like paranormal conspiracy theory fronts. Don't worry about your score, but at the end of it, I'll tabulate your score. If you're more of a 5 on the spectrum, you're more of a Willy. And if you're more toward of a 0, you're more of a Wade.
Okay.
Are you ready to get weighed on the Wow Scale?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wow Scale. Are you a Wed or are you a Willy?
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I don't believe in aliens.
Holy shit. Not at all?
I don't. I think I'm definitely open to the idea, but I don't. I don't know. I really don't think about it often.
Right.
I guess anything is. I mean, there's so many things that could be possible.
Listen, I don't want to talk you into an answer. If you don't believe in it, you don't believe in it. That would be great. Because most people will say, "Well, the universe is so big. There's got to be something out there."
Sure. Sure. I believe in terms of like, if you want to consider like planets that have, you know, water or bacteria or, you know, maybe like microscopic beings, if that counts as an alien, then
nah, not really.
Yeah. We're talking like, you know, beings that can communicate and have some,
I mean, kind of, you can sort of take any way you want with it. Like a lot of people think mushrooms come from aliens, you know, that they like traveled here on a meteor or something like that. But yeah, it's kind of up to you. All right. Question number 2, do you believe in ghosts?
I'm going to be boring again. I don't believe in ghosts.
That's not boring.
Where are you from?
I'm born here in LA, but I grew up in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson,
Arizona.
Tucson. I thought there was maybe a bizarro Tucson called Tucson.
Tucson. So Tombstone, the town of Tombstone is a couple hours away from Tucson. And I guess that's known for a lot of ghosts hunting. And so my brother would go to Tombstone a lot because he's very much into ghosts. And he would go on ghost hunts. And
So he's really into it.
Yeah. And so, and he claims to have seen some weird stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Let me ask you this then. When he claims that stuff, what's your response?
Usually like, did you take any pictures or did you take any video? And most of the time he did, he always, well, this is before iPhones too, but he would bring a video camera or something like that. And I've seen a couple weird photos of like a dead woman or something on the other side of the bridge that's
wow.
looking straight at them and stuff like that. And wow. usually they get too scared and they kind of just bolt and get out of there. I've seen stuff like that. And I'm like, who knows? It could be part of the ghost hunting crew. Maybe it's someone playing a prank, or
it's a famous place. I'm just jumping on your side for a second, being like, at these famous ghost places, I could see a version of myself that would dress up as a ghost and kind of show up every now and then and leave, you know?
yeah.
I would feel like I would get shot if I did that.
I know you. It's like, well, you get another trespassing ticket, and like you dress up like a ghoul.
A ghoul.
So in Arizona, were you guys raised with any kind of religious background at all?
Yeah, I grew up Jehovah's Witness. So that I'm atheist now, but like that probably might contribute a lot to, you know, Jehovah's Witness don't believe in anything pretty much.
Right.
So I don't know. That might be that might have definitely contributed to me just kind of not believing in anything.
Well, but also, I didn't know that. So you and Sevan, have you guys talked about that at all?
Say it again.
Did you know that Sevan was raised?
Oh, no, I didn't know. No.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Well, you guys got something to talk about next time you see him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and he's not into it anymore either.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. As soon as it reached a point where, like, I was like, wait, you guys think that gay people are a, you know, lower life form? No, I don't really want to be a part of this anymore.
Are your parents still into it?
My dad is. Yeah. My mom, I kind of converted her to maybe being agnostic at least. But
are they still together?
Nope. No.
Okay.
They've been married twice and it didn't work out twice.
Oh,
and
man.
I gotta tell you, it's really weird being at your own parents' wedding.
Dude, they another wedding.
They got another wedding when I was 15 or 16.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was pretty weird being there.
Because
kind of everybody sort of knew this isn't really going to work out. I mean, it didn't work the first 14 years. So, I was there just to support them.
I've been thinking about this a lot because now I'm in my 40s and I just wouldn't get married because what's the point? Like, couldn't you just like hang out and not get married? We have friends in their 40s getting married. I just don't understand the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my mom away at her last wedding, and that was weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I guess they were mid-40s when they got married the second time. Yeah.
It just seems to me like, why bother? So much, like, legal shit happens.
Yeah, they want to pull out, too. Yeah. Big wedding at a fancy hotel. Okay, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, big wedding at a fancy hotel. They kind of went all out.
And like spent a lot of money that they could have like used.
Gosh, yeah.
I don't get it. Willie did it right. He just like eloped, got a photographer, and that was it.
Yeah. I don't want to turn this on you guys here, but wait, just so I understand. No, are you like no ghosts, no aliens, or?
I'm no ghost. For aliens, I'm the boring like. Well, the universe is so big that. Probably there's something out there.
Who can really tell, you know? Yeah, who can really tell?
Like, I'm kind of like you. I don't think about it too much. I'm just kind of apathetic about the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, question number three. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No. No, I don't believe in Bigfoot, even though, you know, there seems to be a lot of evidence. But
there seems to be a lot of people.
There's a lot of pictures of, you know, big, weird, hairy guy walking around. No, I don't believe in Bigfoot.
Okay. Question four, do you believe in psychics?
No, I don't. I wonder how psychics...
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't been. I wonder how psychics can still be in business in 2021. Whenever I drive past like a psychic or whatever, I'm just like, wow, really? Like, and I know it's, you know, it could be if you're in like a crappy point of your life and you don't know who else to turn to, maybe you can go to a psychic. I understand if someone might be like, you know, in need of asking someone for
That's a pretty compelling question, I think, because, you know, you're putting out false information on a social media site, you can get taken down.
Sure.
Like, when are we going to send the cops into someone who's just the really bad psychics? You know, it's like you got the neon sign, but nobody believes what you're doing. And in fact, you made me do things that I'm worse off for now because I believed you in the beginning. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Not that they're giving advice like don't step outside on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I only get upset when it's like the psychic just kind of gives the person, you know, such false hope that, yeah, it ends up making them worse off than they were. Like, oh, you know, your mom is gone, but I'm talking to her right now and she says like this or that. And I don't know, just giving them like kind of false hope and stuff like that is kind of shitty.
It's going to work out for you. You're an assistant at a bank for 20 years. It's going to work out, you know, just keep plugging away. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shots fired at all the bank assistants.
I know. What if you're a bank assistant for 20 years?
Well, I mean, what's the alternative? Give up? Like what? I mean, I think I'm not sticking up for psychics, but I think like maybe as the stigma of therapy goes away, because now we're in fucking 2021.
That's interesting.
That people will stop sort of like self-medicating through psychics and start just like getting real help.
That's a really good perspective, because I think most people would rather go to a psychic than a therapist.
Okay. Question five. Are you superstitious?
Not really. Like, don't walk under ladders and
yeah.
I own a black cat. Yeah. So like black cats are unlucky or whatever, or don't let a black cat.
I feel like only strange black cats are unlucky, right? Like if you're just like walking down a dark alley and a black cat crosses your path, that's a sign. But I think like just chilling with one in your apartment is fine.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say I'm superstitious. I'm going to be super boring, guys. Sorry.
No. This ain't boring. No.
None of this. So none of this is boring or interesting. Honestly, it's just a barometer for the guests or for the listeners to know when you say a bunch of shit later, if they want to take you seriously or
not. Yeah.
And listen, I think we've got this is like a game changer. I think we've got our first like -1.
Yeah.
Maybe even a -2.
Really?
Well, so but he's not superstitious, so it's got to be. It brings.
Oh, you're right.
Up.
So yeah, so like a -1 would be the correct.
What's my score? Like, what does this mean?
So you're like you're basically more of a skeptic than even I.
Really?
And skeptic doesn't mean bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let it get to you. It's just
I think really thinking about it, I'm not going to go ahead and change answers or anything, but I might be more on the fence about the alien thing. I mean, such a huge universe.
Yeah, but that just puts you on par with me, so you're still kind of like a negative.
Yeah.
it's great. No, this is great. We're breaking new ground because maybe we did like 5 years ago or something like that. But so this is great. Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the fake moon landing. More specifically, being faked by Stanley Kubrick, the great director. What actually needed to happen in order for him to fake the moon landings? We're doing specifically the different ways that Kubrick could have done it. It's weird to just, for this episode, we are saying that the moon landing video might be faked, right? We're going to start there. So that we're not questioning.
Sure. Yeah.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So, okay. So we're saying the moon landing's fake. How could
If it's jacket. Fake, how do you do it?
Yeah.
and this stems from there's a video that came out recently. Did you get a chance to watch any of it?
The long one you sent me, there was no audio.
Oh, there's no audio. Oh, yeah,
no, it's okay. And, I got anyway. All the other stuff you sent me.
Well, so there's this video that came out of a guy claiming to be Kubrick, and it was him whistleblowing the fact that he shot the moon landing.
Okay, yeah, but hang on. So how much do I have to suspend my disbelief to keep this topic going? Because that's not him. I don't think.
Well, have you seen that? Did you see
I've
it?
I've seen it.
Okay.
For anyone who hasn't seen the video, it's a guy who looks like Kubrick, like, you know, a year or two before his death.
Yeah.
Like, big beard, you know.
But it is.
Any sort of middle-aged, overweight guy, put a beard on him.
Yeah.
It's like Santa Claus. Like they.
Yeah. You're right.
They look the same.
I mean, the weird thing is, for me, the first time I saw it, I was like, well, this is clearly a fake. The lighting's bad. The interviewer is leading the questions, you know, but it just made me go like, well, geez, what if he did do it and he couldn't say anything? What is that world like, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, listen, I'm going to say that my perspective is, I think that we went to the moon, but I think we faked at least the first video, in case they died, they needed to win the space race. True. Maybe our technology wasn't ready and they didn't go then, but they went soon after, you know, whatever reasoning. I believe that we've gone to the moon, but I think that we faked the first video, even if we did it while they were doing the moon in case they died. It's like they had to back up.
Imagine how much of a let down that would be if it didn't work out.
If they died, we would then lose the space race, because we already are losing the race because Russia at this point has the first man in space.
Yeah.
Sure, they've killed monkeys and dogs and we're racing with them. And this is important. We've got the best V2 Nazi scientist rocket enthusiast as our
people talk about this a lot. But what? Who cares? Would it have mattered if Russia wins the space race? Are we not the superpower that we are today? Like, do we not fall into this crony capitalism? And
America wanted to be number one at everything. Well,
that's a good question, because if Russia
wouldn't
everything,
it have been better if Russia had won?
Right. If they did win, would other countries be like, oh, we should actually be communist because they're smarter? Like,
I
don't know.
I doubt it. I don't think anyone cared. No country was like,
let's see how this plays out, because we got some future decisions to be made about their government.
So the premise is they're on a sound stage.
Yeah.
They build the set. They've got the it's government funded, so they have an exact replica of the is it called the lander? What's it called?
The LEM, the lunar. Fuck, what does the E stand for? I'm an idiot. LEM. The lunar blank
What's
module.
What's the M stand for? Module?
Yeah.
I can't pick any E words.
I'm sorry. I got to look this up because it's one of those things where, you know, it's funny because when I edit this show, I drank so much that I don't even remember the episode. I'm like, man, so it makes me go like, do I say the same shit every fucking episode?
There are whole episodes that you just draw a complete blank.
And I'm like, man, I'm glad I stayed on because I wanted to say so many other things, but whatever. The lunar excursion module.
Okay.
So they've got that sitting there. They brought in a bunch of sand or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then is it color correction? Like how do you... Well, it's black and white, right? So, like, you would just have film something that looks the same in black and white as what we perceive the moon to look like.
Yeah.
So gray. So basically any kind of dirt, right?
Yeah.
And they went to Kubrick specifically because of 2001.
Well, okay, so here's the crazy timeline, okay? 1962, JFK gives the speech. We choose to do these things because they're hard, not because they're easy, whatever. We're going to put a man on the moon. 1962. By the end of the decade, he says. I love how he says decade.
The era decade.
So in 1966, 1967, this is when Kubrick is making 2001. I don't know the specific making dates, but I know that it came out in 1968. And on his set, he had NASA scientists that were trying to bring a realism to his lunar modules, all of the space stuff. You know, he had NASA scientists on his set showing him how things should be.
Yeah.
And then here we have a year. I don't know if it was even a year, but in 1968, 2001 comes out. 1969 is our moon landing. This was broadcast. They have this big satellite in Australia that's getting all the information. They have a couple film cameras, but they also have a couple video cameras. One of them's shooting black and white, the one that they set up outside of the LEM to witness him stepping off for the first time, which means that he had to get off, set up the camera, and then go do the walk to do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And
is that true? Really?
Yeah, yeah. And
that's funny.
I know, it's hilarious.
I'm going to have to set the camera up, yeah.
But also...
That's like when you watch those survival shows and they have to set up their own cameras.
Oh, man.
And then go back and it makes the survival like 10 times harder.
Most of the work is the fucking camera. All the batteries, like especially like if you've seen Alone, like they have batteries that last them months, which means they've got cases of batteries. Anyways, And also, I don't want to go too crazy, but they claim that there wasn't like another channel that they were using, a radio channel. And they also, they had to look out the top to investigate if it was even safe for them to come out of the craft first. So there's a lot of steps that like are behind the scenes that they don't actually admit to.
Sure.
Like, just look out and be like, is the ladder clear so I can step off of it? At any rate,
but these are all like, aren't we already working under the impression that?
Oh, you kind of froze for a second. I think you're still frozen.
Confused because you believe that we went to the moon. What? I'm frozen?
You froze for a little bit, but yes. To answer the end of your question, yeah, I believe we went to the moon, but I think we faked at least the first video.
There's so much like, are you frozen again?
Yeah, sorry, Wade, you froze again.
You're back.
All right. Sorry, I was doing some computer shit. So, my question was, are we saying that the footage we saw is real or fake? Because you put on that caveat of like you do believe that we went there.
The first video.
Yeah. And so from that perspective, I'm not even going to say if it was Neil and Buzz also going to the moon for the first time. I believe that could have happened too, but I think that the video of the first moon landing, it was faked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the famous footage that we see, you think is Kubrick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean, and when I say that, I'm going to say 50 to 75. I'm just saying like, it's not like I fully believe it, but I do believe it is possible, but I'm not trying to, Well, you
I
know,
mean, I could believe that that footage exists, that they did have a backup, but I still think that what we saw was the real thing. Mm. And then they just like burned all the Kubrick stuff. But, I mean, I honestly, I don't believe that they had Kubrick do a fake moon landing, because like when you're making a movie that came out in 68, is that what you said?
Yeah. 2001, 68.
So, and none of it takes place on any sort of alien landscape. It's all like in ships. It's
No. There's a whole moon ending.
What, the baby?
No, they find the monolith on the moon. Like they've been digging on the moon.
Okay, well, there's one part where there's like
it's definitely one part, but like they show astronauts on the moon and it looks really fucking good.
Yeah.
To where like my biggest thing is, and I don't want to go too deep into this, but when I look at debunking videos, I'm like, well, I can debunk your debunking videos, but that still doesn't mean that I agree that, you know, whatever. So specifically, you know, there's this, most people say that like, well, if you're on a studio, you're going to see all the different light shadows. And I'm like, you know what? That is not true. It's all about light intensity. You know, you won't see the other light. I was looking today on set standing, we've got 50 lights out there, and I'm like, you know, there's one predominant one and there's a couple other ones, but like you can erase a lot of the other supporting light and just have one big key. Like you don't need to see the shadows of every light if you light it. When you watch 2001 when they're on the moon, it doesn't feel like there's multiple lights, and you know that there are. That's my parallel. If you watch the moon part, it looks like the fucking moon. I'm not saying that it's a one-to-one or anything like that. I'm just saying like it's possible that you can light it to look like they're on the moon.
Well, yeah. I mean, so that's just like some theory that someone has never been on a fucking movie set came up with. Like that's the whole point of lighting.
Yeah.
Lighting guys are obsessed with shadows. There's never shadows on sets because they're obsessed with getting rid of shadows. And then when you say to the director, we got a shadow, we got a fix, he goes, I'm under a time limit, there's shadows in life, let's just shoot it.
Yeah.
I like that's the whole point, the key, the fill, the back, like that's just proper lighting.
Yeah. And I don't want, you know, I'm not trying to go too far off, I'm just saying that like it's weird when people debunk things and they're wrong about why they've debunked it, and that happens too.
Why even debunk that debunk? Because that's a stupid debunk. That's just someone who doesn't know fucking anything.
Well, because for everyone
shadows,
else,
how many shadows do you guys see from me? I didn't professionally light this. How many shadows are here?
Yeah,
does that mean there's no lighting source? I got one right here, man. I don't know why I'm so mad about this. That's just a stupid fucking.
Oh yeah, and that's why I brought it up. I'm like. The reason I bring it up
as a filmmaker,
I want the debunkers to be right too. It's not that I'm trying to be right; it's that I'm trying to figure it out. And so, for all these people that have too many views and they're wrong about the stuff that they're saying, I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, you know, one other quick example I have is Neil deGrasse Tyson answered the question quickly. You know, was the moon faked? And he's like, and his answer was, if you were to fake landing on the moon, you'd have to fake all of these documents. Like, why would you fake all these documents? And I'm just like, you don't have to fake documents to fake the moon landing. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, also, how hard is a document to fake? Why would that be not a smoking gun.
We're gonna
fake the moon landing, but we can't be bothered to like print some fucking paper.
Yeah. And he was like, you saw them get into the rocket and you saw it take off. And I'm like, yeah, that you could still fake the moon landing. They could just be in orbit, you know, like, so I'm just like, even somebody who like a lot of people look up to, I'm like, your fucking debunking is the worst. What the fuck are you talking about? You have to fake doc. like,
I mean, he did a show where he's on a fucking spaceship.
Yeah.
We don't think you're on a spaceship, man. Just because we see you on a spaceship. Do you think that we all think that you're on a spaceship?
So that's just me being like, man, I want debunking videos to be accurate, and most of them are. So like,
well, so now this is just you.
Well, that's just
complaining about debunking videos.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting over that. So let's get back into, okay. So here's the thing. If you're watching the moon landing, the gravity is on the moon is 1/6 the gravity. So if you're going to shoot this on film, you have to shoot it in slow motion.
Yeah.
And so
hang on. I mean, but they're jumping higher than you would have to. If you wanted to fake that, you would just have like cranes and wires. I think.
Yeah.
Like,
well, but if you watch the version, these things get taken down all the time. But if you watch the moon footage sped up, it's weird how it looks like it could just be in slow motion. They're not jumping higher. The dust looks normal speed. But going back to this, if you're going to present it in film, if you're going to shoot it in film, you've got to have a lot of fucking film. And that's possible. You know, we're dealing with, if they're faking it, you're dealing with government money. But also with that being said, they have to have it like in a mag that doesn't exist, because you don't see any of the film reels being put together, you know? And so I'm just saying, because the original moon landing was like, it was like 1 to 2 hours of footage. I don't have the numbers, but it was like so long that like, you'd have to have to play it back, to play back the film. You'd have to have a fucking,
well, when you watch a movie, they don't stop the movie to set up the new reel. It switches.
You see the signals to do the flashes to do the flips.
Maybe in the '80s. Sure. What's the last movie?
You're right. Well, I mean, but this is the '60s.
Yeah. It's the '60s. Well, it's also not live projection. They're not switching reels on the fly. They're editing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, for them to do this, they'd have to have one giant reel, because
You can splice that film together. They used to cut it. There's this big machine. You cut it. You put a little piece of scotch tape on it.
No. I get that, but I'm saying the moon landing was so long that there's no reel that would hold that much footage in it.
There doesn't need to be.
It was on television.
I'm saying the live video broadcast. If they shot it on film.
Do you think that the live video broadcast was a signal? It wasn't film. It wasn't like a film strip that they were displaying. They were showing the actual signal, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even need film for that.
No, I mean, here's the thing. They had a couple film cameras, but I'm saying, like, to anybody that thinks that Kubrick used film to shoot the fake footage.
For 2 hours?
That's what I'm saying. Right. So
this is like a proponent for that it's not.
This is a proponent to say specifically they didn't shoot it on film.
Okay.
The fake moon landing.
Okay. All right.
I only bring it up because, like, from everything I've looked up, I'm trying to answer what a lot of people are talking about.
No, okay, wait. I can already refute that. I can already say that he would have shot it. He's not doing it live. It's my same thing. He would have shot it like a month in advance.
But
he
even
could have done it on film. He could have switched reels and fucking just looped it all together.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's possible too. I'm just saying, like, in order for that version to happen, and I forget how long the moon landing was. Let's say it was an hour and a half, because it was somewhere between 1 and 2 hours of the broadcast. Then in order to shoot it on film, you would have had to use like 3 times as much film, because it was to play it back in slow motion. I mean, I guess you could shoot 10 frames a second. I don't know. But like,
oh yeah, you don't need more film to shoot in slow-mo, I don't think.
You did.
The aperture that flashes
But back then, though, you would need more film to, because you got to shoot it. Well, yeah, you're right. If you're shooting it live, but you're shooting 10 frames per second, that's the equivalent of slow motion. Yeah, yeah.
These days, Peter Jackson would do it in 60 frames a second.
But now you got me fucked up, though. You would need. Now my mouth is fucked up.
I know, right? I'm trying to picture them because basically the cameras that they shot on shot 10 frames per second. And so everything looks like it's in slow motion, and there's gravity.
Wait, what? According to who? According to your fake thing, or
the real thing? They didn't shoot. They weren't shooting 30 frames per second. You know, here's the thing. There's video broadcast being sent back, but then they also shot their own film that wasn't a part of the broadcast. You know, so. So we're mixing realms right now, but and those ones shot in the equivalent of slow motion.
Okay, so yeah, so I just
but the tell so yeah, I'm getting mixed up.
No, you're right. Typically, the style is achieved when each film frame is captured at a rate much faster than it will be played back. So you would be it would be much faster. It would be like. If you shot at 60 frames, then you would play it back at like 20 frames to be a sixth of the speed.
You think
so that's what I'm saying, that like if he shot it on film, he'd shoot it at regular speed, and you need so much more film to then play it back as slow-mo.
But I don't understand why that's a hang-up. There's no shortage of film for Stanley
Kubrick. Well, it's not a hang-up for me. It's a hang-up for people talking about it. And I'm like, hey, you've got government money. You can splice it together and have a really rocking mag that like would hold the whole film. Or
you wouldn't even need to. If you shot it like a month in advance, you could fucking edit it all. Like, you know,
you could export it as a video. Yeah. And just play the video back. And the degradation of the live broadcast is fucking crazy compared to the videos that you see that they, you know, because. The video broadcast was so weakened because they had to send the signal to this place in Australia.
Hmm.
And so, well, whatever.
Nico, were you going to say something?
Yeah.
I was saying,
is it moot now?
No, I was wondering if Kubrick used his usual cameras and just fussed with the frame rate. I wonder if he... I'm just wondering if he used his normal cameras that he would use for.
Well, it's weird. I mean, like the aspect ratio is different, but yeah, that can be edited too.
I would bet if you're going to fake it, and you knew you were sending people to the moon, you would give Kubrick the same camera that they had on the moon.
Yeah.
So that you wouldn't have to de-res it or whatever.
Yeah.
yeah, and so that was my next thing. Is that like so? Sure, he's a film guy, but like he's not making a movie that they're going to release as video. So you got
to
give him the video.
Think of the opening to Wonder Years. Like they didn't shoot that on film and then like make it look like Super 8. They just shot it on Super 8 because they had it, and why wouldn't you? You're trying to capture the look that you're going for, right?
Yeah.
If you're shooting a movie right now and you've got a thing on VHS, shoot it on VHS. It's way easier than to shoot it high def and then de-res it back to VHS. So I would say if he did fake it, which is what we're working under, that the government came to him and said like, okay, so these are the cameras that we're going to send up there. Shoot it on these, you know, figure it out. You're the filmmaker. We're just like some stiffs in suits.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're talking to our friend Nico Galileo. Remember that Indigo Girls song? Galileo is very good. Was it Indigo Girls?
I don't know it.
What? Oh, it's like the best song in the world. Hang on. Now I got to look it
does
up.
It go like this? I'm mixing songs up now.
Yeah, it's Indigo Girls, Galileo. It's great.
How's it go?
How long till my soul gets it right? And any human being out of this head of that. That's something. I mean, I don't know the words, but it's a great song.
Galileo Girls?
No, Indigo Girls. Yeah. The song is Galileo. Into Galileo Girls.
All right. That'll be our break music as he's singing it.
yeah, right? All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Willy Bad Movies presents D&A Park.
You're never going to believe what I did, Cletus. Marlon, you made dinosaurs from the DNA? Wow, unbelievably shocking. Where did you get the DNA from, Marlon?
I found some in my tar pit. I'm still making more. Plus, I got that old alligator.
Sounds pretty dangerous, Marlon.
No way. Anything can be safe with the proper fence.
A film that started long before man.
Wow, is that a real dinosaur? It's so big. Does a tree fall in the woods?
But man's greatest discovery quickly turns into their worst nightmare.
Someone betrayed me. All of the gates are open.
I bet this gets my park closed down. Damn it.
DNA Park.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're here talking to our friend, creator of All the End Scoops on YouTube, Nico Galileo. It's so hard for me to say. Ah, man, my brain doesn't want to say it right. How's it going, man?
Good. You did good. Good to be here.
So what are your thoughts thus far about the moon landing and everything that we've talked about? You got any?
Yeah. So far, I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of the people, of the government, especially during that time. And like, just what a huge weight that would have been to want to like get the moon landing right, you know? And, yeah. And you know, I guess romanticize it, I guess, to where like, I mean, just how much of a letdown would it have been over the whole world if, you know, something went wrong or it didn't go the way that they wanted.
I mean, Kennedy says we're going to do it this decade and they don't do it till 69. So they really like came under the gun to actually even do it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That is that is a very Steve Jobs move. Like, hey, we're going to do it by the next decade. And then all the engineers are like, what the fuck did he just say?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We have to get to the moon in the next 10 years? Like, this guy's motherfucking crazy.
And in that realm, even, you know, the LEM tests that they did, they never successfully flew the LEM properly. Even the last test they did before they flew it on the moon, like, huge catastrophe, ejection, the thing blew up. Like, and I know that this is on Earth and it's different on the moon. And in space, but
wait, I have a real question, a real life question. How do they get back? Do they get back into the limb and then it takes off?
So you've got the whole rocket, the whole thing ends up just being like the little capsule and then the lunar module. So the lunar module is on it. The lunar module separates, lands on the moon while Cooper is going around the moon. And then they have a little thing that ejects up. So the feet of the lander are still there, but there's some little capsule that explodes off of it. And then the thing orbiting the moon connects back to it.
They rehook up to it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. I mean,
that's how little I know about
the moon. It's really amazing. And like I said, I do think that we went to the moon, but I just think that we faked it because it was too late and we needed to win.
I mean, it sounds far-fetched until you see like these SpaceX rockets like landing on fucking like platforms in the middle of the ocean. Just like, I don't know, man. Science is crazy.
Well, yeah, yeah. And then so that big SpaceX thing, the first time they launched, you know, and nobody knew that they were launching most people didn't know that they were launching a rocket. And the whole test was, you know, people saw this giant thing in the sky because they saw this propulsion happening in the atmosphere and it was backlit by the sun. People were freaking out. And it's like, yeah, this rocket split and like the technology is amazing. And it looks like Musk has got better technology than NASA, you know?
I just had to check what month it was. It was July, but I wanted to check to see, you know, how much time they had left before the end of the decade.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like...
I mean, that's kind of a good point. It wasn't a buzzer beater. It was halfway through the year.
July 20th.
So, yeah.
So let me just say these. I just have some quick points real quick about my problem with why I have a hard time believing that the original moon landing was real. Number one, there's no picture. They didn't take any pictures or video of the fucking Earth while they were, you know.
Yeah.
Here they are on the moon. Turn the camera at the fucking Earth so that people can see themselves in the broadcast of them on the moon. Why don't they fucking do that?
And look, there's us.
That's one. Number two, they never talk about the Earth the whole time they're on the moon. Man, you're on the fucking moon. Why are you going to talk about the moon? Talk about the Earth. The Earth is bigger than what the moon looks like to us. So it would be such an amazing thing that I think you would at least mention it. I think you would mention it.
So by that rationale, you take your family to the Grand Canyon and you just talk about your house the whole time. Hey, no, let's get a picture of the house before
you talk about your car.
Well,
let's get a picture of the car at the Grand Canyon.
My parallel is
know that we went here. In our car.
When I go to the observatory, I try to find my house from up there. Wow, where's my house at?
Well, I'm sure. But you're not on a government mission. Listen, your points are moderately valid. I just like, you're going to the moon. Why would you talk about Earth? We're on Earth.
Because it's one step for man. It's a giant leap for mankind. You're the only people that have broadcast being on the moon. So broadcast the Earth from the moon. I mean, that's a missed opportunity.
I can totally see a desire to turn the camera around.
It's like, and dude,
get a shot of the Earth.
It's like the moon, but it's blue
and bigger.
So you also have to understand that these guys are like flyboys, right? These guys are like military dudes. And I'm sure they're all smart. They all have their PhDs or whatever, but they're not really thinking about like the documentation. They're like, holy shit, I'm on the fucking moon.
But like they definitely did say like Freemason things. They said procedural things that are like Freemason rituals. And so here they are working for NASA, but doing Freemason things. I'm just saying hold on.
You can't just throw out unsubstantiated.
Let me pull this up real quick.
Also, aren't the Freemasons like totally toothless? Like they just built buildings. Look up your thing. Don't talk about how the free. We don't need to do a Freemason tangent. I think the Freemasons are just like, it's. They might as well be Teamsters.
I just want to say that it's interesting that in The Shining, Danny Torrance is wearing an Apollo sweater.
Well, I'm going to get into that next. Let's get into the Kubrick proof next, right?
Yeah, yeah, get into that. Stop talking about the moon landing, man, because I thought the whole thing was how would we do the fake moon landing?
Well, we've been 50-50.
We're halfway through. All right, fuck yeah. I don't even care about the Freemason shit anymore. Let's talk about The Shining. But here's the thing about The Shining.
Well, let me say,
May.
Yeah.
No, go on.
Kubrick has sprinkled clues in his work.
Here's what Aldrin radioed to NASA. And this isn't Freemason. I'm just going here. I would like to request a few moments of silence and to invite each person listening in, wherever and whomever they be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and give thanks in his or her own way. I mean, I'm just saying, like, here's him drawing attention to something that has nothing to do with who he's working for. So he is not working for NASA when he's saying this, you know? It's like, hey, I just want you to just like take a step back. I'm just saying, like, they're doing things that are stepping outside of them just working. So one of those things should be like, hey, I just want you to take a step back and like look at the earth right now. Hey, let's take the camera, look at the earth. You know, I'm just saying, like,
they probably didn't even know how to fucking work the cameras. They probably just like set them up and hit one button. They're afraid to like move them around. I don't know. Listen, it's a valid point. Yeah. But I think they had bigger things on their mind. Like, and the thing that you referenced is like God and the universe and like, holy shit. Like, look at the Grand Canyon. Look how great it is. Oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They take a second for God. They took a second for humanity. One great giant step. Wow. So, and so another problem
was rehearsed. He knew he was going to say.
Well,
he
also
on the flight,
but he also flubbed the line. Also,
I didn't know till Willie just mentioned that they didn't show the Earth. So I would have thought that.
Oh, me neither. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, either. I would totally have thought that they would have. So I also think that they should have showed.
And then another problem I have is that they lost all of the footage of the moon landing.
They lost.
They taped over it.
Yeah.
Because they sent the signals back to this place in Australia, and they didn't put those tapes aside, and they ended up the official story is they dubbed over them in the 80s, how is that the official story? How did you know when they taped over them? You didn't. So you saying the 80s is you saying like that they didn't lose them right away. It's just weird. Anyways. So let's get into Kubrick. Here's the main story. Here's the main storyline. Sure, we could talk about the 237, whatever, but room 237. But I'm going to say my points because I think that documentary's got a lot of bullshit in it too.
Yeah.
Well, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Room 237 hurts my head. Like, if first of all, there's a million different theories on like all the subtext of The Shining, right? I've made films. I was never given as much money as Kubrick was. And I'm also, I don't think this isn't breaking news that I'm not as good of a director as Kubrick. But the last thing on my mind was, oh, we've got to put a bunch of shit in here to like signify like what this really means. Like we've got to get a bunch of soup cans with like Indians on them because this is really about like, the imperialism and like taking away land from the Native Americans, and it's just like all that shit. Like if any of that stuff is true, it only makes me like Kubrick more that he would take the time to do all that shit, because like I would just be more focused on like, let's tell a compelling story here.
Yeah, but he comes from a time of you know, books being the main most enriching mind stories. It's like, for even back then, I feel, and you know, until 2001, I would say even that books were better than a lot of movies because your imagination was in charge. And I feel like they had, I'm not romanticizing imaginations, but they had to use their imaginations more. People listening to radio, people reading books, you know, like I'm not saying you're not inspired when you watch.
But that's proving my point further, right? Like that he would want the viewer to like, why would he put in a bunch like the Apollo shirt or whatever, like, or just that the carpet was the same as the landing.
Well,
like,
yeah. So
as a director, I feel like the last thing on your mind is like, okay, first of all, give me carpet that has like a octagon on it or whatever, because I'm like doing all this shit that people need to read in. I just don't buy it. Seems like such a waste of time.
Yeah. And you know, we've all made stuff, and like when you're shooting something in the moment, it's like you can take advantage of being creative and open to new ideas while you're doing it. But I definitely not to contradict or anything, but just to say that, like, you know, what was the, how many takes did they do with what's her butt, where she basically like lost her shit and quit acting because of it. Like,
120 takes of Shelley the Ball having to yell.
Yeah, and I'm also, so it makes me go like, man, 120 takes, how many of those were different? And I go like, how many, you know, like, what is he, like why is he the guy that had so many takes that like nobody understands why there's so many takes of everything? But I also understand that, like, you know, when American actors don't know their lines as much, that you want them to drop the idea that they're doing lines. So you, maybe one idea is that you do it so much that like it turns into them just clearly reacting to a situation. So I see both sides of that. I'm just saying, like, fuck, man, he was a perfectionist.
I know. And listen, it just makes me feel like a bad person. If any of those theories are true, it makes me feel like a lazy filmmaker that I wouldn't be like paying attention. Wardrobe comes up to me and they go blue or green. I go, it doesn't matter. Green, I guess. Who cares? You know what I mean? No, it's got to be this brand of shirt because I'm like,
well, point about, this is after his change. So we can't do green. He's already accepted the journey. We can't do green. So let me just go through the brief shining thing that is happening. So here we have little Danny. He's playing with a rocket on the carpet, that the honeycomb carpet that when you look at it is actually similarly shaped to the launch pad at NASA. While he's going through the, they cut back to Jack Nicholson, and on a box behind him, there's clearly a number 39, and the launch pad was 39. And then Danny, wearing a NASA shirt, stands up, and then the reverse shot clearly shows that he's standing in a different spot. So like one idea is that, like, well, he's trying to point out the fact that from the different angle, there's a different perspective happening, you know, that like, why would he not be standing in the same spot? You have this patterned carpet. You can clearly see that he's not in the same spot on this reverse cut. And then Danny, wearing his NASA Apollo 11 sweatshirt, goes into room 237. Now, in the Stanley Hotel, there is no room 237, and the idea has been proposed that 237 represents that there are 237,000 miles to the moon. So here Danny, wearing a NASA shirt, carrying a rocket into room 237, then gets manhandled by a ghost, and when he comes out, his shirt is ripped up, and he's no longer speaking. Yeah. So here's my perspective, because I don't know if people are saying this, but I think that Kubrick was hired to shoot a rehearsal of the moon landing, and then they used that as the real moon landing. And then he was blackmailed into not saying anything. So it wasn't like he was hired to fake the moon landing. He was hired to do the rehearsal or, you know, something weird. And then he got blackmailed. So it's not like a one-to-one where it's like, yes, I'm going to fake the moon landing. So he was already working with them. And so the representation in The Shining is, hey, we have this hopeful thing. We're going to go to the moon. Everything's great. We got this kid. And then, like, you fucking kicked my ass and blackmailed me and made me not able to talk about anything. And like, so this is a parallel of the situation that he's going through, that like, It's not like, because people are always like, ah, you know, the greatest filmmaker of all time shot the moon landing. He's not allowed to tell anybody. It's like, no, they tricked him. They basically like fucking tricked him and then like blackmailed him into not being able to say anything. So I don't know. Whatever the story is, however people think that it was faked, I don't think the story is that simple. I don't think that he was hired to fake the moon landings. And they did do rehearsals, and they did shoot rehearsals, and the rehearsals look there are elements of their rehearsal that are like, holy fuck, man, you even did the approach to the moon with a fake giant spinning moon rock. If you go try to find the rehearsal of the moon landing, there's fucking weird shit in it. Why did you make a giant fake moon to like videotape yourself going up to? Because the astronauts don't need to pretend to see the perspective of them flying to the moon. Who's that for? So anyways, what do y'all think of that?
Well, I don't know. That's all sort of hearsay because I haven't seen any of the stuff that you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know about the fake moon perspective.
Is any of what you just mentioned, Willie, in the 237 documentary?
I don't think the moon video is in there. In the 237, you know, they go off on too many things.
Yeah.
And they treat all of the ideas as the same fact. So it's like they lose all extremes of people believing stuff because they have too many ideas, I think.
Well, that's kind of the point of it. It's like, oh, look at all the weird theories behind this movie. And only one of them is the moon landing.
Mm. I think that's a fun theory you just shared.
Danny fucking comes back. He can't talk anymore and his shirt's all ripped up.
Yeah,
like,
I forgot that he doesn't talk when he comes back.
It's some weird shit because like that wasn't in the book.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Also, I wanted to mention it's such a weird change to want to change the number of the hotel room from the Stephen King book. It was like room 430 or whatever.
It was 217 because like he wrote the book based on the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. Now they shot a lot of it at the Overlook Hotel in Portland. And so there's a lot of like discrepancies just because a lot of people don't know the hotel differences.
Mm-hmm. But
there's no 237 at the Stanley. There is a 237 at the Overlook.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. So it's weird that, you know, you would want to just change the room number.
Yeah. So when you go to the Stanley Hotel, all the stuff they sell is room 217 because that's the haunted room.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the movie. It's all about the book.
I just think like, okay, all that like sort of fan theory is interesting. But, you know, The Shining is sort of famously not loyal to the source material, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Wasn't Stephen King, like, pissed off about The Shining?
Yeah, it seems to go out of its, a lot of times it seems to go out of its way to not be like the source material.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't know. It's fun. It's fun to be like, oh yeah, all these things match up. But to me, it's almost like where you play the dark side of the moon over.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What is it?
The Wizard of Oz.
It's like, oh, this is fun. Like these things all match up, but Pink Floyd didn't do that on purpose. So I don't know. I would just like I would categorize it in that same way where it's like, you know, if you look into something enough, you can kind of like draw comparisons however you want to. And that's why there's like 15 theories about what The Shining means.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it means anything. I think he read the book and he was like, I'm going to make a creepy movie. And
well, that's the thing is that like you can't get people who are fans of the book analyzing the movie because they aren't the same.
Yeah. I want to see the movies he made after 1969. Did he make Clockwork? Yeah, Clockwork Orange was right after.
It was like 72.
Yeah.
So
okay, so going back to just like the sort of like the amount of people that it would take to fake a moon landing.
Uh-huh.
Just like crew, like all these people, no one's ever come out and been like, oh yeah, yeah, we faked that. Like we did this thing. Like no like PA or anyone.
Yeah, after all this time, yeah, like something leak or someone would make a mistake and misspeak or something.
Well, and I keep thinking about that too, right? And I'm trying to have an answer because that is always a question. And I'm like, okay, well, nobody leaked the nukes that we were building to drop on Japan, mm-hmm. even though there are people that would know that, hey, we're about to kill a million people with one bomb. Like, my personal justice in my head says that should have been whistleblowed more than the. I know that we had enemies and we're trying to kill them, but it's just like, I feel like, you know, like somebody be like, hey, this thing is going to kill a lot of people. And I don't feel right about this more so than like, hey, we didn't go to the moon.
It's just kind of a false comparison because I don't know. They knew they were making nukes. They didn't know we were going to nuke Japan. Like,
but some people did though. You know, like,
well,
like,
but even if you did, what are you going to? You're going to go to the papers, and then what are they going to? I just think like this is different because this is like more of a cover up than like, oh, we did this horrible thing. I just think like after, I mean, everyone involved in shooting this thing is dead by now. But like, you know. 40 years after, one guy's not going to come out and be like, well, yeah, it was the film loader and we faked it.
But here's my the thing that I keep saying too is though that like in the history since I've been alive or even known about things, what has been whistleblown? Honestly, like what has been whistleblown? Because every whistleblower.
Well, I'll tell you, like all the Bigfoot shit, like, you know, there's people who have said that they faked the whatever that famous Bigfoot video is.
But
right?
Like, in that realm, too, though, it's like the people whistleblowing are trying to get famous, too. It's like, hey, we faked it. I was in the suit. And it's like,
but I think whistleblowing is the wrong word because you're talking about, oh, I see an injustice happening currently. I need to speak out against it. We're talking about a covering that's like no one was harmed. It's just like this thing, like we faked the moon landing. Like it's there's no whistleblowing because like you could be on a film set and be like, oh yeah, I'm shooting this film, and then maybe later you see the stuff that you shot on TV and they're like, oh yeah, this is real. We landed on the moon. Then you would be like, oh, what the fuck?
But
like, I shot that.
I think everyone involved would have at least been blackmailed or at least had a talking to, you know, like skeleton crew over the weekend. Like, cause they did rehearse it. They did rehearse it. So like nobody talked about the rehearsal until, you know what I mean? Like,
but you're back to just proving, I'm just saying like the scope of faking the moon landing, cameras, lights, fucking crew, like it's a giant undertaking.
But I'm saying though that like, if you're saying that, hey, we're going to rehearse the moon landing, let's set all this up and you have all the lights set up and you have everything set up. And then while you shoot it, you don't need all that crew because you've set it all up. And so you shoot it over the weekend without the crew. You have like a couple people working instead of, you know, so everyone's like, oh, they're just practicing the moon landing. I went home. I came back. I saw, watched the moon landing. Everything was great because, you know, whatever. And you don't actually be like, hey, that's our set. You know,
I mean, maybe. But wouldn't you, though? Wouldn't you be like, holy shit, that's our set?
Well, like, I just feel like. Anybody that would have been involved in it that would have known anything would have had a talking to. Mm. And I feel like because of the spy state back then.
Yeah, it's just but there's been so many like people on their deathbed coming out and saying like, oh yeah, UFOs are real, and like there's aliens and stuff. Like, if you're about to die, it's 40 years later. Who gives a shit if you're like some
black man? Well, I know. And I'm like, well, nobody believes those people either. But honestly, they don't believe them, but it never happened.
Like, honestly, though, said that.
I can't picture anybody coming out and saying anything that was like, hey, that was fake. Hey, that was real in any situation. Like, give me some in your head that are like before Snowden, like what was anybody coming out about anything?
Well,
government, bad business.
This is a false equivalency, though.
I'm not
the Bigfoot shit.
But you have somebody being like, hey, Bigfoot is real, and then somebody saying Bigfoot is not real. And so like in that situation, I don't believe
there was
the guy.
That guy who like plastered the feet or whatever, and then later it was like, oh yeah, I plastered the feet.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, just drop Bigfoot. Like what else?
Why? Because it's a valid point that you don't.
No. Because I feel like that there are valid reasons for anybody to get onto the fantastical. There's every reason for somebody to be on every side of everything with something. Okay.
So now I got to come up with another example.
No, I don't want you to come up with anything. I want you to think.
Okay, Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster on his deathbed. That guy was like, I faked the whole thing.
And it was a bucket.
Yeah. My only point is it seems like if this was fake and there was a crew of a bunch of people, even if they weren't there for the shooting, they would have been like, oh man, that looks a lot like what I did. I'm going to come out and now that it's been 40 years and be like, yeah, I do think that the moon landing was fake because I was in charge of the dirt on that set.
But to me though, the Loch Ness Monster parallel, and I'm not just trying to knock him. I'm just trying to say though that.
Well, I don't give a fuck about Loch Ness. You're asking for examples, and I'm giving them to you.
No, but I'm talking about examples that deal specifically with either military and or government. Like, you know what I mean? Right,
keep moving the goalposts.
I'm trying to do that. But
How about the LSD? What's it called?
MK
Ultra.
How about that?
People came out and said that, and that's a true thing.
That that is great. And I'm glad you brought that up because here we have, that's a perfect example of most people not knowing that they were doing anything bad because it was so compartmentalized. Hey, we're doing a study.
But my whole point is nobody ever came out and said, I was a part of the fake moon landing. Here's what I know. No one ever did that. And that's why I think if the point of this topic is what would it take to fake a moon landing and to shoot a moon landing, it would take like a bunch of people and they would all have to take it to their deathbed. And that's why I don't think that.
Listen, I get your point. And I'm not trying to, I was just trying to be like, man, I can't even think of a situation of somebody coming out against the government. MK Ultra is the perfect example. And it's weird how many people didn't come out that specifically dosed people. There's people that basically killed people and didn't bring it up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever talked about Roswell or Area 51 or any of that stuff?
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 7 years.
That's a great – Nico, that is a great parallel because there are whistleblowers all over.
Yeah.
I keep saying whistleblowers. There are a bunch of people that came out and told their story that in relation to Roswell.
Yeah.
We're like, I brought six caskets to the hospital because they were child sized caskets because they were requested. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with, you know, like I didn't know that there were aliens or kids.
Here's what I would do. Listen, if I'm the government and I'm like, let's fake the moon landing because who knows what's going to happen. I would be fucking shelling out money just like, everyone who's involved with this, I'm going to give you like $1 million. This is the 60s, so it's a fuckload of money. Just never, ever, ever say anything, please. Uh-huh. And then if you waste that $1 million, go on a press tour and like blow us up. But like no one ever did.
And I don't know if this changes anything, but this would have been shot in England, not in America.
I don't think it changes. Does it change anything? It doesn't change anything in my mind.
I don't think it changes anything. I feel maybe like a little perspective.
Be, I feel like it would be harder because then the English would be like, they fucking faked that shit. Like, they're not that good. America didn't go to the moon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. And then that's my thing is like, I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to go like, man, what are the real stories of whistleblowing? You both brought up great, the two biggest ones, you know, MK Ultra and fucking Roswell. And both of those stories, you have people coming out from everywhere saying shit. So that's great. Because here's my thing is that, like, I think that whatever the story is, like, what if he just helped shoot the rehearsal and then they, let's say they used some of the footage of the rehearsal and they actually were there too. I don't know. You know, my thing is the only reason why I keep, you know, it's not that I want to believe that we didn't go to the moon. I'm just like, there are things that blow my mind that I can't get over. Fucking aim the camera at the Earth. Take a selfie with the Earth in the background. Like here you are talking about, hey, let's take a moment to whatever you believe in. Let's take a moment of silence. Like, hey, what? Look at the fucking Earth from the moon. This is crazy.
Okay, but like...
I know. I'll shut up. I'm just like...
No, I get that. It is weird that they didn't shoot the moon. And that's alleged, by the way, because I'm not a scholar in this. I'm taking your word for it that they didn't shoot the Earth from the moon.
The only footage they have is from
the... You're on a different planet for all intents and purposes, right? Aren't you like, holy shit, like, look at this place. Oh, let's get all this. It's basically a weird desert. All right, let's go home. I don't know. I just think, like, wouldn't you be so, if you were on Mars, would your first thought be like, all right, let's get a shot of like where we came from? Or would you be like, holy fuck, I'm on Mars. I'm on a totally different planet. This is insane. I'm freaking out.
But have you ever tried to take a picture of the moon?
Yeah.
It's
always a million times smaller than you think.
Yeah.
But
so what if they did take a shot of the Earth and it was just like, it's too small. You can't even tell what that is.
Like just looking at, you know how sometimes you're like, man, the moon is fucking huge tonight. Picture looking at the Earth, which is like at least 60 times. I think that, what is it? 30 diameters, whatever. I'm just like, this thing is going to be so big that it's like, it's not like a moon in the sky. It's a fucking Earth in the sky. Whatever.
I just don't understand your fascination with the Earth. You came from there. You're going to the moon. The moon. You're the first person to walk on the moon. Your first thought is, let's take a picture of the Earth.
You're the first person to see the Earth from the moon. I mean, like for everything that they say, right. all the quotes that they try to say, I'm like, this is the most humanizing quote to just like, hey, look at that. I don't know. I'll shut up.
I think if you're on the moon for like, you know, 3 hours or however long they were on it, like, you know, you should totally take 5 minutes and just take a picture of the Earth.
You guys are right. No, you're right. You should take a picture of the Earth. I just don't think that them missing the opportunity to take a picture of the Earth means that Stanley Kubrick and 100 crew members take the moon landing.
Well, and so here's the thing. What is the smallest skeleton crew you could have if they set up the stage and nobody knew that it was going to be the moon landing? You know,
you could do it with the actors and Kubrick.
Yeah.
If the lights were set up. You would only need the actors in Kubrick, right?
Yeah.
And a camera. Because he's not going to run.
He can run it. No, he can run it. Are you kidding me? Of course he can fucking run it. He's the greatest filmmaker of all time. He can run a camera.
How many people think to set it up?
And it's mostly from one spot.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Nico? How many people?
How many people you think to set it up?
Oh, so many.
Oh,
so
hundreds. Many. Yeah. I mean, at least 100.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of like renting the stage, like everything that comes into production looks like, okay, we need a stage. We need a fucking, I'm sure there's like a SAG-AFTRA person there. There's like an OSHA person there.
You need
there's
to set up the back, the backdrop. You need to do all, you need to light the backlight, the backdrop, and you need to light the set.
Yeah. Well, you don't, it, yeah. You got to make sure that none of the light is shining on the backdrop. You got to light it perfectly, like so that it's like that, like that painting thing that they did in old Westerns, right? I guess you wouldn't need a sound guy, right? Because you could fake all that. But just building the set would be 50 people.
Mm-hmm. And here's one more thing that I didn't like about the moon landing. The delay between the conversation with President Nixon. It's like 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's footage out there of astronauts trying to talk to college students where it is like 35 seconds, where it's like, holy fuck, like what? In between every question, like, is this how this whole thing's going to go? You know, whatever. And so that technology back then, they had this signal come, which is coming at the speed of light, which is amazingly fast. And then it came in through Australia, and then it had to go through like two other cities.
What is the Nixon?
President Nixon had a live phone call with them while they were on the moon.
But he wasn't the president.
He was. He? Yeah, yeah.
So Kennedy, wait, when did Kennedy get shot?
60.
I know. I should have this on the top of my head.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I don't care about history. I think history.
He was killed in. So he says we're going to the moon in 62. He's killed in 63.
Yeah.
Seven years later, they're at the moon.
Okay. So all right. Well, you know, I don't know anything about this, obviously. I feel like that could be. Did they do that? Did they do that live on TV?
Yeah, they did. Like, they did. Yeah. Phone call with the president live from the moon.
30 seconds.
And so the delay was like 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, like, it's fucking crazy how short it was with how many. I mean, like, it's nuts. That makes me go, dang, man. I mean, that's.
Well. Okay, listen, that's a valid point, but I could record some shit and talk to myself with zero delay. Like, my point is, if you're technologically savvy enough to go to the moon, you could also have Nixon read a bunch of questions and then sort of like just play them at the right time, like knowing that it's fully scripted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's a TV show. You're producing it. We don't want the 30-second delay.
Yeah. Hey, once you get to the moon, Nixon's going to ask this. He's going to ask this. He's going to ask this. So just, like, give those answers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of shitty of me. But, like, that's
No, I agree. But that's the shittiness of produced TV that's faking.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? You're talking to filmmakers about how to fake the moon landing, and that's what I would have done. Here's the timer. Here's how long it takes him to ask this question.
Here's his questions. Here's your answers. We're going to give you your answers, too. You don't get to fucking go off the cuff. You're talking to the president. You're working for us.
Right. or whatever your answer is going to be, it's got to be this amount of time. And then he's going to speak again. So just keep it under that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they do that shit on Conan. You know what I mean?
Here's my I'll just go into my closing parts about this, right? Like,
right. Yeah, we got to wrap up.
With Nixon as president, I do believe JFK was assassinated. And I do believe Nixon was a corrupt piece of shit. I think that we could have faked the moon landing because we needed to. We needed to win. We're fucking already losing Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We have an unpopular president. We have every reason. We have the most hopeful president in the history of the United States, like, assassinated. Like, things that need to come together.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, yes, I 100% sure, like, believe that we could have faked it.
Right, but Nixon wasn't next. It was LBJ, right?
Yeah, yeah. What? Right? Like
if you're the vice president in Vietnam, well, see, now my historical knowledge is going to fail. Did LBJ get us into Vietnam? Or?
LBJ, gosh, man. Here we go. Here we are, drunk idiots. I thought Kennedy brought us into Vietnam and then LBJ.
Well, even if he did. So all I'm saying is, like, why wait? If you're the guy taking over for Kennedy, the most beloved president at the time, maybe ever, I don't know. Abe, does Abe get in there? I don't know.
Nixon lost to JFK because he looked all ragged on TV, but he ended up winning later.
I mean, maybe so LBJ didn't fake the moon landing, and then Nixon came in and was like, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna fake the moon landing and then everyone's gonna love me. I don't know. I mean, it just seems weird to me. If you were gonna fake it, wouldn't you do it? Wouldn't LBJ do it? Wouldn't he be like, shit, man, people hate me?
Oh, like, I know, but that was like, it was like a year after he died. You know, Lyndon Johnson was only president from 63.
Yeah, I need to check now.
Well, but he took. Well, all I'm saying is he would have had the most motive.
Oh shit, man! He was there till 69. He was there until that year.
Yeah, he would have had the most motive to do it. He's the one who took all the heat for Vietnam. Nixon took over the Vietnam War, and
the moon landing was 6 months into Nixon's term.
Holy shit. Yeah, yeah, Nixon had nothing to do with it. I mean, I didn't think that either, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, if I can.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like, if it's a political stunt, it would have been earlier.
Well, I don't think it was a political stunt. Like, I personally think that.
Well, no, I mean, you just brought up the Vietnam War and stuff like that. And, like.
I think that whatever the government. And at this time, I think that JFK was assassinated because. And I'm sorry, I'll just be real quick. I think that he was assassinated because the military industrial complex had a bigger. Was more in charge at the time. And so with that being said, the military industrial complex had more to do with the moon than any president.
The military, yeah, they would have loved the moon money. Why would you kill the guy who's like, let's go to the moon? That's so much money in their pockets.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up, I find it really weird that a lot of people who support the idea that the moon landing was faked say that we've never even been to the moon, period. Like, since then, have you ever heard of
that? Yeah, no, like everything gets crazy, you know, and so like there's just too many weird things, you know, like.
Well, so here's the parallel for that. If you're in fourth grade and you tell your class that you have like awesome motorcycles, and then everyone votes you to be the president because you have an awesome motorcycle, why would you ever at any point try to show them the motorcycle? Like, you already got what you want. So you would just be like, hey, no one's checked up on it.
You're right.
I do have awesome motorcycles, and I'm just gonna like coast on this for a while.
Hey man, you know I got the coolest motorcycle. You don't need to see it.
You know I do. I'm in fourth grade. I got the coolest motorcycle.
What am I gonna do? Drive it?
Have it.
This guy's got cool motorcycles. I love it. But there is, like, I think it's an opportunity cost. Like, if you've got everyone fooled that you went to the moon, why even try? You know?
Yeah.
When's
the last time we were in the we went? When's the last time we were on the moon?
I believe Eugene Cernan was the last astronaut on the moon, and I believe that was in the we had four or five missions after Apollo 11. I think it was 79 off the top of my head. At any rate, we stopped going. It was just too expensive. Yeah. Well,
Superman went there in 87. Yeah.
He had an epic fight on the moon.
Oh, so awesome, dude. then the sun powers the sun god. So,
but you know, if you watch a Superman movie, like there's definitely more than one light, and you can see more than
also,
one shadow.
Also, there's so much subtext in that Superman movie where they're trying to say that Vietnam never happened.
Well, and so, but ultimately though, I'll just wrap up real quick. I think that we had. That our government and everybody involved at the time had every reason to fake the moon landing, maybe even just to nut. Because let's say we went to the moon and then they died on the moon.
Yeah.
Would we have lost the space race? And I think the answer is yes. So let's prevent that too. And so I
the space race to me is like Tour de France. Like, who gives a shit who wins?
Yeah.
I never heard any of these motherfuckers anyway.
Wait, and well, it makes me go.
You did it.
Like, we're all humans, like first humans on the moon. That's good enough. That's
cool.
The space race
here's
to me
country it is
the whole the space race is a misdirect. It is. Hey, we need to spend money on military because the space race is actually.
Yeah, I get that.
Who's the fucking big dick of the world?
But you don't think if Russia would have won, they would have got even more money? They would have been like, these guys are making us look like fools. Fucking pump us up, man. We need more money.
Like, if Russia won, would Americans really have been pissed or something? Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, I will say this. I think
maybe we would have had a huge dose of fucking, what's the word? Fucking, I mean, you know how pompous we Americans are. Like, if we would have lost the space race, maybe we would be
a little humbled. Less,
yeah, humbled. Thank you. Jesus, I couldn't think of the word humbled. That would have been great for the country. We would have been humbled. We would have been like, fuck, let's be more like Sweden or something.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. And then, I mean, here's my thing. I've come from the perspective of I actually think that astronauts and cosmonauts had a joint mission to Mars, human manned. That wasn't ever
in what year
public in the 70s, and it's all based on this video that was leaked, and I'm like, it's just there are a few things in it that make me go like, man, this, if you were faking this, you wouldn't have known to do this, and it's so accurate. I'm just saying that like and why, who cares, why would, you know, who cares about anything? But I'm like, the fact of the Cold War was more important than us uniting with Russia. You know, it's like we needed to be against them. And so anything we did together, at some point, let's say we were working together and we did go into space together. It's like, well, we can't put this out there because then the Cold War is over. Like, we need to be a military race for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Listen, I know it's a weird spin.
I don't want to. But it was Truman who was warning against the military industrial complex, right?
Eisenhower when he was leaving.
Oh, Eisenhower. I'm sorry, yeah. It was Eisenhower. So like,
and he was a war president. He was a general.
But I just don't know that those timelines match up. Do they?
Which ones?
Just the military-industrial complex and the space race.
Oh, the military-industrial complex is like before Kennedy. So it's like here it is. The military is becoming more secret and more powerful than government. And so Roswell happened in 1946. Eisenhower then put together the CIA that year. So we're talking late 1940s for Eisenhower on his way out being like, fucking watch out for this military thing, man. Shit, man. They're powerful. And then 20 years later, 30.
No. Eisenhower was, Eisenhower was 1961.
Okay. Yeah. Roswell was Roswell 46?
47, 46.
Yeah. 47. And the president was not Eisenhower. I'm an idiot. It was You just said his name.
Truman.
Right? Truman was president when Roswell happened, and then he created the CIA, and then
Eisenhower is his military general that turned into the president. That
yeah, he was 45 to 53. Regardless, there's no way that they went from. There's no way they're like, we landed on the moon. Let's fucking go to Mars. There's no way. That's like such a huge leap. It's like. That's like getting your first hit and then thinking you can hit a home run. You can't.
At this point, though, we've already sent out at least 5 satellites. We sent out we've went around the moon. We went around the Voyager. I'm just saying,
A manned mission to Mars at that time was an insane. No one would have done that. It's a fucking suicide mission. No one's going to get on that fucking thing.
Who's going to fake our Mars landing?
No. They didn't land on Mars. They just a human mission to go around Mars, and they had.
Oh yeah, but whoever is the first human to walk on Mars, who's going to fake that?
Yeah, I think it would be
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, I think he's a good choice.
Spielberg,
definitely not Michael Bay.
I mean, you gotta go with Spielberg though, right? Like, if Spielberg's still around and kicking.
You could you could blackmail Spielberg these days. He might have some tax debt.
I don't even know which directors are really killing sci-fi these days.
It'd be Kubrick's Ghost is who directs.
No, you know what it would be? It would be just like someone who made an indie film.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, we've got a great fucking huge budget movie for you.
Yeah, here's you made Cube. So let's get into
Cube. Okay. Yes. Remember Cube from 20 years ago? That up and coming director. All right. Let's wrap it up. Oh, Nico, I need to ask you.
Yeah.
What are your sort of final thoughts on all of this stuff? What are you thinking?
I'm not picking. I mean, yeah, I like Willie's thought on
that he wasn't hired to fake the moon landing, that it was like an opportunity. He could have been blackmailed.
You can see how it could have happened. Sure. I can get behind that. I think again, putting myself in their shoes at the time, they wanted to win. They wanted, you know, to be a happy ending where we actually show up. So I think they probably planned a filming just in case something went wrong or, But, I don't think the moon landing is faked. Bottom line.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think I don't put it past the government to be like, oh, if these guys fucking die, we need a backup.
Yeah.
So let's shoot something. I the reason I don't think it's fake is because I don't believe that the guy moving sandbags is going to stay quiet. You know, I think 40 years go by and the guy's like, I was the gaffer.
Yeah.
I do 100% agree with that. Make your money. Like, you're going to, people sue for fucking their own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust people.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, Nico, thank you so much for being here. Are you going to stick around and do our bonus episode?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Great. It's early. We're going to keep partying. If you want to listen to it, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to keep talking to Nico. Do you have any plugs that you want to shout out?
Just search my name or Alien Scoops on YouTube and you'll see my channel where all my cartoons live.
Awesome, man. And yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah. What's your Facebook page too? You do your animation studio or whatever, like you do.
I recently jumped back on Facebook just to get events, and I just found Facebook the easiest place to organize events and invite people and stuff like that. But Yeah, it's just Nico Colaleo on Facebook.
Wait, why do you want him to shout his Facebook out?
Oh, because, you know, he's promoting his art shows on there. And
It's like when, you know, obviously when the pandemic's over, when I get art shows back up and running and I want to do screenings and stuff like that.
I mean, your art shows are fucking great. Sure, I've been in a few, but it's like the last one that we did, you know, you had the studio that made Octonauts and
Hilda.
Fucking two things that I like really believe in. They're like really creative.
January 2020, and so I was like, hey, cool, art shows are back in business, and then pandemic happened.
Honestly the Hilda and that company doing Hilda and Octonauts, really fucking great creative things out there. So that was cool. I'm glad to be a part of that.
Wait, what is Hilda? What are you guys talking about?
Hilda's a Netflix show. It's meant for, I think the audience is like probably more young, but like not children.
Yeah. It was just another art show I did. I have a new, because Meltdown closed. So my new gallery space is the CPN Gallery in Burbank. And I was kind of getting situated there before the quarantine happened. But now that things are settling down, it'll be nice to get all events and get togethers with people started up again.
Okay, cool. So if you're in the LA area, go to Facebook, look up Nico Colaleo, and come to these art shows. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Screenings.
All right.
It'd be good to have 101 screenings again.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hey, remember. Oh, yeah. Thanks for being here. We're going to continue the conversation. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And remember that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.